Bismillah, all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, the creator of all the creations. I ask Allah Ta'ala to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad, his kind al, family and companions. And I ask Allah Ta'ala to grant me and you the sincere intentions. The following is a section pertaining to the rules of riba. It is unlawful, haram, to do a contract of riba, consume the contract of riba to benefit from, take it, write it down, or document it, or to be a witness to the contract of riba, usurious gain. Riba comprises the following types. They are selling one of the two naqds for the other. The two naqds are gold and silver. Selling one of the two gold and silver for the other, that is gold or silver, and silver for gold. Gold, that is gold for silver, and silver for gold, or gold for gold, or silver for silver, whether coined or not, made into jewelry, the ore itself or otherwise, with the condition of postponing the payment. This is unlawful, even if the postponement of the payment was for a short period. This is known as riba an-nasa. For example, one would say to another person, I now sell you this golden dinar for 10 silver dirham, where I'll give you the dinar after 1 hour. This is riba. Also, selling one of the two naqds for the other with the buyer or seller, leaving one another before exchanging the payments. This is the case whether both did not receive the payments or just one of them did not. This is known as riba al-yad. Riba may also occur in dealings pertaining to exchanges of the same kind of naqds, as the author mentioned, selling gold for gold or silver for silver with inequality in weight, such as if one sells one golden dinar for two golden dinars or one silver dirham for two silver dirhams. In the case of selling food for other food, what is meant by food here? What is usually sought by people for eating. It is also not lawful to sell one type of food for another in the aforementioned ways. That is, if one includes the condition of postponing the payment, or if the buyer or seller leave one another before exchanging payments. Whether the foods were of the same or different types, such as barley for wheat. In the case of same types of food, such as wheat for wheat, one must avoid the aforementioned two conditions along with inequality. The following is a section pertaining to some unlawful sales. It is unlawful, haram, to sell what one has not received. That is, it is not permissible for one to sell something he bought before receiving it. For example, if Zayd buys one saw of wheat from Amr, he is not allowed to sell it unless he receives it first. Ways of receiving differ depending on the bought item. If the item is not portable like a house, then receiving it is done by emptying it from the belongings of other than the buyer. If the item is portable, then receiving it is done by taking it with the hand if it is something that can be handed. or moving it to a place that does not belong to the seller if it is something that cannot be handed. Also among the unlawful sales is meat for living animals, whether or not the animals were edible. Another transaction, one debt for another debt, such as giving a dinar for one sa' of wheat to be received at a later time, then selling that wheat to another person for a dinar to be received at a later time. What one does not own or is not authorized to sell. Selling what one does not own or is not considered religiously authorized to sell, then such a sale is not valid. What one did not see, whether both the buyer and the seller, or one of them did not see it. According to a saying of Ash-Shafi'i, may Allah raise his rank, if the merchandise was described, then this selling would be allowed, as long as the description is clear enough, in a way that once the buyer sees it, he knows that this is the item that was described to him. Also, to buy from the non-accountable, it is unlawful to sell to him or to buy from him, because it is not permissible for those conducting the contract to be non-accountable, that is to be insane or non-pubescent. To buy from the non-accountable, it is also unlawful to sell to him, because it is not permissible for those conducting the contract to be non-accountable, that is to be insane or non-pubescent. This is the rule in the school of our Imam Ash-Shafi'i, may Allah raise his rank. In the school of Imam Ahmad, it is permissible to buy from the non-pubescent child who reached the age of mental discrimination with the permission of one's guardians. Of one's guardian. What cannot be delivered. It is unlawful to sell what cannot be delivered, such as selling a lost thing or selling what is taken from the owner unjustly and cannot be retrieved. What has no benefit, such as selling burned bread or insects that have no benefit, such as beetles and scorpions. According to some Shafi'i scholars, it is also invalid to sell anything without exchanging appropriate verbal statements from both parties, while satisfying their conditions, such as saying, I sell you, or I buy from you, and such. According to others, the mutual consent of both parties is enough, such as for the buyer to pay the price and take the purchased item without saying anything. This is valid, according to some scholars, where they call it mu'ata sale, giving and taking sale. Also among the unlawful transactions, what is not owned by one, such as the free person and unowned land. The unowned land refers to the land that no one owns or has revived. Another unlawful transaction is selling the unknown, such as saying to the buyer, I sell you one of these two garments, without specifying either of them. Such a sale is invalid. The najas, filthy materials, such as blood, also it's invalid to sell. Every intoxicant, that is every intoxicating drink, such as khamr, wine, it is also najas, filth, which is not permissible to buy or sell. Unlawful articles, such as the tunbur, a musical instrument which resembles the lute. Other examples of unlawful articles are the flute and the kuba. The lawful, halal, and pure article to whom you know will disobey Allah with it, because it is not permissible to assist others to commit sins, such as selling grapes to the one who will make wine out of them, and a weapon to the one who will kill himself with it or will assault people with it. Intoxicating substances, even if they were solid. the defective article without showing its defects. If this happens, the buyer has the option to return the item immediately once he finds out about the defect. Useful information pertaining to the inheritance before it is divided. It is invalid for the inheritors to divide the inheritance of a deceased person or to sell it until one's own debts, including unpaid zakah that was due on one and will have been fulfilled. Before dividing the inheritance, the compensation paid to a hired person to perform Hajj and Umrah on behalf of the deceased must be taken out if Hajj and Umrah were obligated on one and one did not perform them before one died. Something may be sold to pay off a debt or to fulfill the will. The inheritance is like a collateral held for that purpose. As it is not allowed to sell or give away a collateral before the debt tied to it is fulfilled. Unless the collateral is sold to pay for the debt, also this is the case with the inheritance. Another example to what is not allowed to sell before paying back what was due on one, so that we can understand, is the case of a slave who stole a daniq, an amount of 1/6 of a dirham, and wasted it. Selling him is invalid until what is due on him has been paid by the owner of the slave or the creditor gives permission to sell him. Also among the invalid transactions is after establishing the price, it is unlawful haram for one to weaken the desire of the buyer. Also among the unlawful matters is after the establishing of the price, it is unlawful haram for one to weaken the desire of the buyer by telling him, I will sell you a better item for the same price, or I will sell you a similar item for a lower price, or to weaken the desire of the seller by telling him, do not sell to that person, I will buy from you for a higher price. This is unlawful to do after the price is established. That is, each of the buyer and the seller declared their acceptance of that price. However, if the seller was auctioning the item that he owned to see who would pay more for it, then this is not unlawful. Also, it is not unlawful if one weakened the desire of the buyer or the seller for other than the purpose of buying from the seller or selling to the buyer. It is more sinful if this act is done after the contract has been conducted and during the period of choice of canceling the sale. This is the case whether the period of choice is that of the selling session or a cooling off period agreed upon up to 3 days. It is unlawful haram to buy food such as bread, dates, and similar staple food when it is expensive and needed in order to hoard it and sell it later for a higher price. It is unlawful haram to bid a higher price for an article, not for the purpose of buying it, but rather to deceive another, that is to make him think that this article has a higher value, thus deceiving him into buying it. It is also unlawful haram to separate the female slave from her child through selling, even if she accepts, before the child is at the age of mental discrimination, mumayyiz. It is unlawful haram for either party involved in the contract to cheat by hiding the defect or betray in measuring articles by volume, weight, arm length, or count. Also, it is unlawful to lie, such as the seller telling the buyer that this item has a market value of such and such, while knowing that its market value is less than that. It is also unlawful, haram, to lend money to the buyer who may not have money to pay for the goods, with the condition to sell him cotton or other goods at a higher price for the sake of the loan. This is considered among the riba resulting from a loan, which is riba al-qard. It is unlawful, haram, to lend money to the weaver or any other hired person with the condition to hire that person for less than the going rate for the sake of that loan. This is called al-rabta. If this is put as a condition in the contract, then it is considered among riba al-qard. We seek refuge with Allah from that. It is unlawful, haram, to lend money to the farmers with the condition the farmers sell the loaners their harvest at a slightly lower price. This is called al-maqdi. This is also considered among riba al-qard. Many other dealings of the people of this time, which is a time when ignorance spread and piety decreased, are also unlawful, haram. That is, they are Islamically illegal. Hence, the one who seeks the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and one's safety in the hereafter and in this life from falling into sins must learn what one needs of the religious knowledge, what is lawful, halal, and what is unlawful, haram, before engaging into the dealings, from a scholar who is pious, God-fearing, sincere, and caring for one's religion, that is, the students of religion. Seeking the lawful, halal, that is, leaving out, seeking the unlawful methods of getting sustenance is obligatory upon every Muslim. I ask Allah Ta'ala to enable us to do the halal and to avoid the haram. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. And Allah knows best.